There, that's better.
Yeah, thank you.
Alright, and welcome to Prep Sports Weekly for this week. So to get our show started off for the week, we have those recaps from our basketball games from Class A through C1. In Class A, Grand Island beat East High on the road on Friday night by the final score of 47-45, and now are 3-2, while East High dropped their overall season record to 2-3. East High and Grand Island will both be in action next week with the Heartland Athletic Conference Boys Basketball Tournament, which will be hosted by the higher seeds initially, and then with the semifinals and championship game over at Lincoln North Star for the boys. Lincoln High also played on Friday night, and they lost on the road to Northeast by a final score of 68-74. Lincoln High is 0-5 on the season, while Northeast is 2-3 so far. And then Northeast and Lincoln High will also be at the Hack Tournament next week. And then North Star played at home against Lincoln Pius on Friday night, and it was a pretty good game early on. North Star kind of got off to a little sluggish start early on, but were able to regain some momentum going into halftime. They were actually down by only like 10 at half, and the final score ended up being 58-74. North Star did a pretty good job of neutralizing some of the key players early on in that third quarter, and then in the fourth quarter, North Star did a pretty good job of hanging around, but then eventually Pius was able to get a couple more opportunities and walk away with the victory. With the victory, Lincoln Pius is now 5-0 on the season, while Lincoln North Star suffered their first loss and is now 4-1. And both these teams could potentially see each other again in the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament, which I think would be another really good rematch. And this was a good test for both teams. It kind of gives each team a barometer of where they're at for the first half of the season going into the holiday tournament. And I think both teams put out a really good effort. I thought North Star had some really good energy. I thought they were able to get some timely buckets when they needed them. But yeah, that was a really good game. And then also in town, Southeast played rival Southwest on Friday night. And the final score from that game was Southwest 64, Southeast 41. I misspoke. Actually, Southeast won 64-41, and Southeast is now 3-2, while Southwest is 1-3. And again, both those teams will also be at the Heartland Athletic Conference Tournament later this week. And then one other game of note was Columbus and Norfolk, and Columbus lost to Norfolk by a score of 51-75 Friday night, and Norfolk Public picked up their first win on the season, while Columbus High dropped to 500 at 3-3. And then Columbus will be playing in their conference tournament that starts on January 2nd and runs through January 4th. And their conference tournament is called the Greater Nebraska Athletic Tournament. And then in Class B, Norris played a really good game against Mount Michael. Unfortunately, they came up just short by 1 point. But Norris is 4-2 now on the season, and Mount Michael is 5-1. And Norris will be playing in the Waverly Holiday Tournament, which is a two-day tournament starting next week, Friday, and concluding on Saturday, the 28th. Beatrice beat Omaha Roncalli at home on Saturday with the final score of 69-58. With the win, Beatrice moves to 3-1 on the season, while Roncalli drops to 4-1 and suffers their first loss of the season. Beatrice will be playing next week at the Platteview Holiday Tournament. And again, that tournament will be a Friday-Saturday tournament. That will be a really good tournament as well. And then Crete lost to Fairbury on Friday night by a final score of 57-25. But I thought Crete had a pretty good bounce back, and they've improved steadily throughout the season. Crete will play in the Doan Holiday Tournament. That will start on Friday and conclude on Saturday as well. And then Waverly Waverly beat Nebraska City on Saturday by a final score of 66-23 to improve to 4-1, while Nebraska City Public is now 2-4 on the season. Waverly will host the holiday tournament at Waverly High School, and that will be Friday and Saturday. And Nebraska City will host their holiday tournament also on Friday and Saturday. In Class C1, Lincoln Lutheran picked up a nice win on the road playing at David City Aquinas, and the final score from that game was 50-41, with the records now 3-3 for Aquinas and 5-1 for Lincoln Lutheran. Aquinas will be playing in the David City Public holiday tournament, while Lincoln Lutheran will travel to Kearney Catholic to play in their holiday tournament, which will run Friday through Monday, December 30th. And Aquinas' tournament will be Friday, Saturday. And then those are kind of the important games from the boys' side. On the girls' side, East High beat Grand Island 61-12. East High is now 6-0, while Grand Island is 1-5. Lincoln High lost on the road to Northeast by a score of 55-44. Lincoln High is now 4-2 on the season, while Northeast is also 4-2 with the victory. And the girls' holiday tournament will be over at Southwest for the semifinals and championship game, while the higher seeds will host the initial portion of the tournament. So Southeast lost at home to Bellevue East by a score of 48-30. And are now 0-6. And then Southwest lost to Millard South 64-36 and are now 2-3 on the season. Both Southwest and Southeast will be at the Heartland Athletic Conference Girls Tournament this upcoming week. In Class B, Norris beat Seward by a final score of 55-36. Norris is now 3-3, while Seward dropped to 1-4. The Norris girls will also be at that Waverly Holiday Tournament, which is a two-day tournament as well. And then the Creek girls beat SCOTUS on Friday by a final score of 53-35 to continue their undefeated season so far at 6-0. And then, like I mentioned earlier, the Waverly girls beat Nebraska City 55-31. And Waverly now has their first win on the season, while Nebraska City is still winless. So that will close our first segment, and we will be back